Sanhedrin Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, 5-5, and the last of the Perek, and we're wrapping up the process of how one tries a capital case here. So in the previous Mishnah, we had finished collecting the data and deliberating. Now we move from deliberations to how the verdict is rendered. So it says, Im matzu lo zuchus, if it's clear that the majority of the judges are going to find him innocent or exonerate him from the punishment, so then, pacharuhu, indeed, they that same day, they essentially vote and dismiss him, and he gets on with his life. V'im lav, but if it's not clear that there's going to be an innocent vote over here, and maybe it's going to be guilty, so then, ma'aviram dino l'machar, we don't decide on the same day a vote where we would be convicting him. Rather, we push it off a day, and we'll actually do the voting tomorrow. The idea here is, you know, see the Mishnah as it goes on, this Mishnah, the next Mishnah, there's a great emphasis that we're trying our very best to find a way to not have to convict and execute this person. So the first thing we want to do, essentially, is give another chance, another night to think about it. Maybe someone will come up with a good idea. And therefore, we do everything we can to facilitate the judges coming up with a new idea why we should find him not guilty. So, says the Mishnah, Hayo mizdavgin zugo zugos, they would pair up into pairs, it could be even threes, but the point is no one's going to stay alone at night. They're going to stay, the judge is going to be paired up with others so they can deliberate and talk it over with other people. Umma'atin b'ma'achal, they eat less than usual, they minimize their eating, so they shouldn't get tired and fall asleep. V'lo hayu shosin yayin kol hayom, they don't drink any wine at all, so that shouldn't cloud their judgments or make them sleepy and go to sleep. Kol hayom here means the whole day, the whole means the whole rest of the day, the night, the next morning, until we come back to convene the following day. Benosin benosin kol halayla, and they discuss the case, deliberating it with their partner or partners the whole night in attempts to find and overturn, you know, in their minds a way we could find this person to be innocent. Vila macharis, the next day, mashkimen, they get up early in the morning, uvan the bezdin, they return to the bezdin to do the final verdict. So now, so there's a kind of like a roll call. So now I'm going to make sure that something's clear. There's something that gets confusing. There are two stages here. There's the deliberation stage, and there's the actual, casting one's like vote, if you will, in terms of his decision. So in the deliberation stage, as we said before, someone who has been arguing for innocence cannot switch to become now someone who's prosecuting for guilt. That's called being melamed. So one who's melamed zechus, someone who's been arguing that he should be exonerated, let off the hook, he can't change sides. So that's going to continue on today. If yesterday a judge was on the arguing for innocence side, he can't now become someone who's arguing for execution. That doesn't mean, and this is the important point, it doesn't mean that when the actual final vote comes, he can't rule that guilty. He just can't, in the deliberation process, argue. He can't advance arguments towards conviction. He votes his heart, he votes his mind, he votes his conscience, but in terms of deliberations, he can't now switch over to become a prosecuting, you know, person. And that being the case, so what happens is when they sort of do roll call to see where everyone's up to, so we get an initial idea of where everyone stands. So since the people who were yesterday arguing for innocence are not allowed to publicly, you know, switch sides, so when we do roll call, the person who was arguing for innocence would say, Hamazake, the one who was yesterday saying he should be innocent. Omer, he says, Ani mezakeh, I am, meaning I was yesterday on the arguing for innocence side. Umezakeh ani bimkomi, and I stand in that same place today, meaning I retain my position as being one who's arguing for innocence. Again, he could vote for guilt, but he's now on the arguing for innocence side of the deliberations. Vamachayev, someone who was yesterday on the machayev, the finding him guilty side. Omer, he says, Ani mechayev, mechayev ani bimkomi. If indeed he hasn't changed sides, he says, I haven't changed sides, I'm sticking with my position. But he could switch sides if he wants to. Hamalamed chovam malamed zchus, one who had yesterday or previously in the day been arguing for guilt, can change his mind and say, you know what, I changed my mind and I'm arguing now he should be dismissed and be innocent, found innocent or not guilty. But aval hamalamed zchus, if someone had been arguing along the way during deliberations to let him off, enu yachol lachazor v'lamed chova, he can't switch sides now and start arguing for guilt, as I explained before. Now, since people have to keep their sides, they can't switch publicly their sides. Privately, could have their own opinions, but publicly they can't. So ta'u b'davar, someone makes a mistake, meaning that they forgot what their side was, and they speak out of turn, or they forgot what their arguments were, or what the arguments were in for and against, whatever the matter is. So shnei sofri hadayanam mazkir nosan. You'll recall there were these two like stenographers, court secretaries, if you will, who were keeping track of the arguments. who sat on the end of the either side of the end of the, you know, the semicircle. They're keeping track, so they would then now read off their records to make sure everyone understands, you know, who was on the mezaka, who was on the chayev, what the arguments were, and the like, to whatever extent the judges need. Now, if after doing this kind of initial roll call, we see that the, you know, the tables now have turned, and now the majority are clearly going towards innocence. So then, pacharuhu, then we'll take a vote and let the accused off, because, you know, we found the way out. V'imla, but if it's not so clear, now we go to the formal vote casting, if you will. So, omdin l'minyan. Now we proceed to actually, each person states his, votes his mind. You know, he is counted as saying, you know, guilty or not guilty. So, there are a few possibilities that could happen. Remember, I'm going to just preempt the Mishnah. What we need to have if we're finding innocent is a simple majority. If we're finding guilty, we need a majority of 2. And at all events, we need a bezin of 23. If someone says, Eini yodea, I don't know, he's not sure if it's guilty or innocent, so then he is as if he's not there. He doesn't count. He's not a judge in the case. So now if we have a bezin of 23 and one person says, Eini yodea, we're down to 22 judges. And if we have 22 judges, then that's not a bezin of 23, so therefore their ruling can't be binding. Meaning, just for example, this is my point, not the Mishnah explicitly, even if 22 people would say innocent and one would say Eini yodea, well, that's not, they wouldn't have a quorum. We need 23, that's not good enough. So the Mishnah will explain what we do in such a case. So the Mishnah says inside, Shneim asar mezakin, if you have 12 who say innocent, v'achad asar mechayven, and 11 who say guilty, so then we have a simple majority which says innocent, and that being the case, zakai, we let him off the hook. If, however, Shneim asar mechayven, 12 say guilty, v'achad asar mezakin, and 11 say not guilty, so now we're stuck, right? We don't have the requisite majority of 1 to say innocent, or the requisite majority of 2 to say guilty, so we're in the middle. Or if v'afilu achad asar mezakin v'achad asar mechayven, or even if you have 11 that say guilty and 11 that say innocent, Tos Yontos speaks out that the word afilu and even a little strange in this context here, so just ignore that point, if you will. The point is, now we have 11 and 11. So as I said before, we just are simply lacking the requisite quorum. And v'afilu esrim ushnayim mezakin o mechayven, even if you have 22 who are saying innocent or saying guilty, ve'echad omer eni yodea, and one of them says, I don't know, then yosifo adayanim, you have to add more judges. We're adding judges in units of 2 more judges each time. The basic reason why is because if we want to come to the emes, so we understand that a person can't really do that by himself, he needs to do it with like a chabrusa, if you will, so we don't want to add just one more judge, we're afraid he won't like plumb the depth of the case and get to the emes, so we do them in pairs of 2, so 2 more judges are added. And then we kind of would re-bring them up to scratch. They would discuss the case, deliberate, and once everyone's ready to cast their votes, then we'd cast their votes again. And now we're looking for the simple majority to find innocent, a majority of 2 to find guilty, and again, we need to have at least 23 total who have an opinion. And if they don't, they would just keep on adding and adding and adding. 2 more, until we get what we need. So says the Mishnah, Ad kama mosifin, like how long does this go on for? At what point do you say we're not, you know, this bezin has gone too big or whatever it is? So the answer is shnaim shnaim ad shivim ve'echad. We add 2 at a time until the bezin gets to a total of 71. That'll be the maximum. So if you have 70 or 71 on the bezin, meaning 71, or if you have 70 because one person was any other day or whatever, so then, since there's no such thing as a Sanhedrin of bigger than 71, that's a Sanhedrin of Gadol, we stop there. So, says the Mishnah, we're sort of wrapping up like what our possibilities are. If it's Shloshim, Vashisha, Mezakin, if you have 36 who say innocent, Ushloshim, Vachamisha, Machayvin, and 35 say guilty, so 36 plus 35 adds to 71, and here you have the Bezin of 71, but you have a simple majority saying Zakai, not guilty, so therefore, Zakai, he's not guilty. If, however, you have Shloshim v'shisha mechayven, u'shloshim v'chamisha mezakin, if you have 36 that say guilty and 35 that say not guilty, so you're stuck. So what do? You don't add more people. Danin elu keneged elu ad shiyira echad min mechayven divrei mezakin. We continue the discussions until someone switches sides. The way the Mishnah puts it, until someone finds innocent, the truth is, could be delayed to switch sides of guilt. But the point is, we don't just want to let this go as like kind of like a hung jury when the bezin doesn't know what to do. We continue to discuss it until someone, you know, changes his mind and the scales tip one way or the other. Now, the reason why we don't want to have this, like, you know, hung jury, if you will, the judges don't know what to do, is that just like a gnai to the bezin. It's not, no one feels good about a bezin that, you know, spent all this time and just couldn't make a decision, guilty or innocent. No one feels good about that at all, and it makes the bezin look kind of incompetent. So we don't want that to happen. Obviously, in the end, if we're just, you know, at an impasse, we're not, no one's budging, and we actually can't get to our, you know, our majority that we need, then of course we're not going to execute him, so he's going to get off. But we prefer that there be a resolute bezin that makes a decision, so that again, so that everyone feels that the bezin's respectable and it gets the respect that it needs, and people understand the process is a process that they indeed can respect.